put this right here. Now, that's the microphone right there. It doesn't matter if they get me. But the embarrassing thing is, a lot of times, I listen to these tapes later. You know, my voice is just as clear, it sounds great, and the informant sounds like they're way off in another room, you know. I have changed schools since I saw you last. I was still in North Texas when I was here before.
Yeah.
And now I'm at UTP. Most of my classes are down at Calgary Speech and Hearing Center. And one day, I was looking on the labs down there. This was like last spring, I guess. And I was sitting there, and one of the audiologists went by and asked one of the other audiologists who's out in college to come by. She said, "Do you have Calvin McCoy's report?" And I said, "Wait, I know that person. Was that you? Did you go for a hearing test?"
Yeah, that was me. As a matter of fact, that person that asked Pratt, one of them, I don't know which one it might have been, is working for the doctor that I go to.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
I see.
But I decided on my own, really, to go over to Calia because I thought that the doctors that I was going to did not, he just wasn't satisfying me.
Uh-huh.
And I did discover that there was a hearing loss that I had suffered.
Oh, really?
From the eustachian tube being stopped up.
Yeah.
And the doctor had never given the hearing test, and that bothered me, too.
Yeah.
So I did that on my own, and eventually, this last doctor that I went to, I told him about my test at Calia, and he says, "Well, okay, I have an audiologist here in my office now," and let her do it. And lo and behold, it was the lady who had given me the thing over at at Calia.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Yeah, and...
Do you have her name?
It was a real funny name. Ken, Lynn, something like that. I have a car around here, but I don't know exactly where it is.
There is a Lynn, but I don't think she was working in Montreal.
Did she say something? This is this person's last name.
Oh.
It wasn't a common name.
I don't know all of them anyway. I might not anymore.
But she was concerned about if I was just shopping around. And that's what my doctor told me. He said, the audiologist was concerned about if you were just shopping around, because she knew I'd gone to several doctors, and she had recommended two or three doctors to me.
Yeah.
So,
Well, shouldn't you just shop around? I mean, I think...
Well, he told her. Well, I guess she was telling him for his benefit that this cat might be a kook or something, you know. I know he's going to all kinds of doctors.
Yeah.
And,
maybe he's a hypochondriac.
Yeah, so, I'm not a hypochondriac, but I just know that, and I explained to him, he said, "Oh, no," he said, "if you're not satisfied with your doctor," he said, "sometimes a physical problem, can be created by a mental disturbance. That mental disturbance is that you don't have any confidence in the person who's treating you."
Mm-hmm.
And, I explained to him that I knew that the answers that I was getting, that I wasn't satisfied with it, and I wasn't perhaps not going to be totally satisfied with him. And he says, "Well, what all have they done?" And I explained to him all of the things that I had done, even like getting this allergy test.
Mm-hmm.
It cost me $250.
Yeah,
you know, well,
who did you go to for that, by the way?
He works out at in the professional building out at Medical City.
Uh-huh.
And the doctor that sent me to him, or referred me to him, was a doctor, and he spelled his name the very way I would spell. I had never seen him.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
You know?
It's a really sensible way to spell.